President Bush is being praised for his State of the Union address pledge of $15 billion to combat AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean. The UN Special Envoy for AIDS in Africa, Stephen Lewis, called it a dramatic signal that the U.S. is ready to confront the AIDS pandemic. The program includes $5 billion in previously announced spending, plus $10 billion over the next 5 years. Half of the money will be spent on treatment, a third on prevention, and the rest on care. Rachel Swarns is a New York Times correspondent in Johannesburg, South Africa. How significant is this announcement?
I think it's pretty significant. People here were, frankly, stunned to hear the news. In South Africa, where I am, and in other places, there is generally a chorus of criticism against the Bush administration for not doing enough, so I think this really surprised people.
The U.S. assistance program includes condom distribution and generic drugs. Was that a surprise?
Big surprise. Yesterday, when people were just trying to figure out how the program would work, that was one of the first questions. Will condoms be part of it? And generic drugs, people here really view or have viewed for a long time that the United States was allied with pharmaceutical companies that would never support generic drugs. So that's, again, a big surprise for people here.
What is the extent of the AIDS epidemic in Africa?
It's really enormous. There are some 30 million people on the continent infected with HIV, and Southern Africa is the worst of all. In this region, you have places like Botswana, where almost 40% of adults are infected. South Africa with about a quarter. South Africa has the largest number of AIDS, people with AIDS, HIV/AIDS in the world. The impact is devastating. You know, there are cemeteries that are full. Hospitals are overwhelmed. Communities are overwhelmed. Funerals are happening so often now that they don't happen on the weekend because they need to occur during the week. These weekends are full.
There's an article in the New Yorker magazine this week. It calls AIDS the worst disaster that can reasonably expect to befall humanity in our lifetime. What do you think?
I think that's probably true. I mean, people, when they make comparisons, talk about, you know, the Black Death, the plague in Europe in the Middle Ages, medieval times, and, you know, this is worse than that. And the sad thing about it is that this is a disease that people can live with, and in the United States and in the West, people do live with it. Here, it is the leading cause of death.
12 African countries are included in the program. Why these 12?
Five, I think, of the group are Southern African countries, which are really hard hit by the disease, but some of the other countries don't have the numbers. And in some ways, I think that's a good thing, too. I mean, maybe some of those countries can stop the epidemic before they get rates like you're seeing in Botswana. So it's a kind of, it's a mix of the worst hit countries and countries that I think are just getting started and have a good chance, maybe, of keeping it from getting to, you know, really horrifying levels.
Uganda is one African country that has had a successful AIDS prevention program. What do you know about that?
You know, everyone's looking at Uganda because they've done what hasn't been done anywhere else. They've used a prevention program, no AIDS drugs, very little money, and they've seen amazing results. Other countries are trying other things. Botswana, the numbers are so high, is actually offering antiretrovirals to people. South Africa is still debating that, but they are offering to pregnant mothers so that the babies are born healthy. Everyone's looking to figure out what they can do. It's a very difficult problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rachel Swarns is a New York Times correspondent based in Johannesburg.